Live from the city that works, this is the Steve Cochran Show.
On 720 WGN.
713, is it overcrowding? Is it gang violence? Cook County Sheriff's Department's got a lot of work to do, and Lieutenant Bill Evans would like to be the new sheriff in Cook County. First off, Bill, welcome, and thanks for your service.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show and expressing an interest in my campaign. Steve, I do have to warn you that I was going to participate in your serenade call-off, but then I realized I do understand my own limitations, so I basically just got that out of my
mind.
Sing
in the shower or anything? Or?
Well, not really, no. Yeah. If I do, it's certainly not very well.
The guys you've served with, you've been a trooper for a long time. If you started singing, would they think you've lost your mind?
Yeah, I think they've lost. I think they think I may have lost my mind already for being involved.
Freaking involved in the race,
involved in politics.
Right.
But I think I really would push them overboard had I started to take up singing.
What's a good, hardworking cop like you doing in a mess like politics? ElectBillEvans.com. All right, so we just had a story that broke, a month or so ago, about the overcrowding problem, and that Tom Dart has the power to release inmates, but now maybe Tony Preckwinkle takes it over and the Cook County president hires some judges to do this. Why is there such a backlog, and who ought to be determining this?
Well, I think there is a backlog. I think there is an issue, but I think one of the key things that has to happen here is there has to be a partnership between the elected officials. I play nice with people. And I think that if I were the sheriff, I would be able to work very consistently and very professionally with the other elected officials to resolve these problems. There was a program in place in past administrations where folks were being I-bonded out of the county jail, but obviously there would be some type of a screening process before they would let them out.
The public's got to know they're going to be okay.
Absolutely. Right. They were low-level offenses or nonviolent offenses. I would revisit that idea. It seems like we've gotten away from that, and I think that that is one of the things, along with revisiting some other things within the electronic monitoring program, that may be a benefit to us to reduce the crowding in the jail.
Sheriff Dart has the power to do it now. Would you want that power if you're the sheriff?
Absolutely.
You default to your office, get it done.
Absolutely. You roll up your sleeves and you take care of business.
Andrea?
Bill, what else would you want to change within the department? Anything either at the morgue or anything else that, the investigations, the way they're handled, concealed carry applications right now. What if you had a wish list to put together, where would you start?
Well, I think, unfortunately, the first thing that you have to pay very strong attention to is the Department of Corrections. That's the Cook County Jail. That's where most of the problems originate, and that's where most of the newsworthy stories come out of. So we have to focus very hard on leadership. We have to focus very hard on guidance. We have to focus very hard on the morale of the men and women that are working there, because I'm a true believer that if morale is bad within your organization, that is a byproduct of what the citizens are going to get, the taxpayers are going to get. So it's very important for us to work on the morale situation within our organization. We've got to show support to our people, guidance, and leadership.
How about conditions, too, at the jail? I mean, we've just heard certain things about rats and things of that sort. Conditions within the jail probably need to be
updated as
well.
Along with, too many guys in a cell.
Exactly.
And all the things that go with a very stressful situation being much worse for the guys that are trying to just maintain control, I would assume.
Right. Absolutely. Maintaining control of the county jail is obviously paramount. It goes back to a couple things that we mentioned earlier about perhaps getting some of these people out of the jail and back into society through EM or I-bonds or things like that. I think that there's a way to reallocate money to address some of the other problems that are occurring in the jail. I don't think it's particularly necessary to have some of the amenities that some of the inmates have in the jail. I think it's more important to focus on educational opportunities. And I wasn't aware of the situation with the rodents, but obviously that's a health concern. That's something the Department of Health may be able to help us with.
And we talked about appropriate funding and things. Is the funding appropriate from Cook County at this point?
I think it is.
So the money's there. It's just how the money's being spent.
Yeah, I think it's how the money. I seem to think that the office is top heavy, and by that I mean there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Well, there you go. That's a pretty simple explanation. Stand by, though. I want to ask you why Dart is not getting it done now, why you think he's beatable, and also the gang crime problem. Because as we take out some of the neighborhoods in the city, guess what? The gangs move out farther in the county and cause problems in other areas. So, and I want to follow up on the morale thing, too, because that's a big part of doing the job.
Don't stop until the break of dawn, singing.
Bill Evans is here, Lieutenant Bill Evans, Cook County Sheriff's Department for how many years, Bill?
22 years on the Sheriff's Police, almost 23 with the organization. I actually started out as a correctional officer.
And what's your jurisdiction now as a lieutenant? What's your main focus?
Right now I'm a watch commander in the North area.
And how's business? A little too good?
It's been slow because of the weather a little bit.
Oh, good.
But, you know, I just came from before this recent round of bids. I was working in Fort Heights, Illinois for the last two or three years, and I started to feel like I was living there. So,
yeah, and it can, yeah, and I can't imagine what that's like. But again, I thank you for your service and all the men you've and women you've worked with for all these years. The morale question you brought up before, you know, there's a lot of people in life that I want to be happy when they go to work. I want my pilot to be happy, and if I'm flying to Branson, I'd like him to actually drop me off there. You know, I'd like my surgeon to be happy.
Yeah.
I want my
your
cops.
Dentist.
I want your dentist would be good. I want my cops to be happy, and I don't mean like, you know, zippity-doo-dah, because it's not that kind of job all the time. But I want you to like your job. And I think if there's low morale amongst the Cook County Sheriff's Department, that's a problem. So expound on that a little bit or expand on it.
Well, like I had alluded to earlier, I believe that when you have low morale in your organization, it will be a byproduct of what the officers are going to do on the street, how effective they're going to be on the street. So therefore, it's essential to the taxpayer that morale is good within the organization. There's many things that you can do to improve morale. I think that the agency right now is missing practicality and leadership. We have to get away from the kindergarten leadership program and move into professional policing and create systems that we can hear the voice of the employees so that when there is a problem, the problem can be resolved before it becomes a huge morale issue.
So at this point, would you, and I won't put words in your mouth, but does DART run the organization more like I'm in charge and do as I say and not as you'd like to do? Is it kind of the way it works out, in your opinion?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I like the programs that they have right now within the jail, the green gardens and, you know, mm-hmm. the community gardening, mm-hmm. Kind of, you know, expanding on those programs. Would you continue to do that as well as having, you know, once they're released, programs to keep recidivism down?
Well, programs to keep recidivism down is an excellent thing. I would hope that at some point we could partner with perhaps maybe the city colleges or maybe even the U.S. military to get people back into mainstream society and get them brought up to speed so that they are productive members of society. As far as some of the programs at the jail, I think that there are some that I'm in favor of and some that I think have no value whatsoever.
Give me one of each.
Yeah.
Well, I think one that doesn't have any real value is chess program. I'm not really complete. I know that the current sheriff thinks that develops patience and things like that within the.
I don't know the chess program. Literally playing chess?
Yeah, they're literally playing chess.
Okay. So it's not an acronym.
Yeah,
it's literally teaching guys
exactly.
to play chess. Okay.
I think that while that may be a program that's okay, and I understand his philosophy behind that, I think there's other things that we can be doing. I think there's better things that we can be doing. We can be educating these folks. We can be providing social service programs a little bit more prominently to these folks. And I would probably take some things out and put some things in.
Gang crime, before I let you go, obviously in the city of Chicago, there are severe pockets of very deep and dangerous gang activity. But what I hear from guys like you who work on the streets and know this stuff is as these pockets are taken out, these guys are moving and they're moving towards the burbs. Is that happening?
Absolutely. We live in a very transient world. And right now, the city of Chicago obviously has a violent crime epidemic and a street gang epidemic. Those problems are very quickly migrating out into suburban areas and the unincorporated areas of Cook County. And while I think it's foolish to say that we're going to rid ourselves of all gang problems should we elect Bill Evans as sheriff, I do believe that we can put a lid on it to a point where it's at least manageable. I do believe that I spent several years in gang crimes myself. almost 6 years as a supervisor in gang crimes with the Sheriff's Police. So I do have a little bit of background with street gangs and street gang violence.
You can't get all the cockroaches, but you got to get most of them.
Absolutely.
Now,
so we have to be, we have to be realistic about our approach to this.
Do you believe in Senator Kirk's idea that if we put enough feet on the street and boots on the ground and put enough money behind it, we could take out the majority of one of the larger gangs in the city?
Actually, I do. I believe that maybe I don't buy into that 100%. I think everything has its variables. But I think what's really important is I've always been an advocate of the policeman on the beat, the gang crime officer on the beat. Technology and statistics are wonderful, but they do not replace the guy on the beat. I will always feel
that. Well, and, you know, Superintendent McCarthy, who I think has done a pretty good job in balance, is combining both. And he would tell you that the more guys he got on the street, the more men and women that he has out there, that's the direct impact.
Yeah, and
you know, if you're a coward enough to be a criminal, when you see a cop down the street, you're going to go somewhere else to commit your crime.
Absolutely, and I think he has done a wonderful job, and I'd like to be able to partnership with those other agencies. I think it's essential, because crime is so transient, that we develop partnerships that we've had in the past, that we develop friendships and coordinate with other police departments such as CPD, the Illinois State Police, and our suburban partners, and of course our friends at the federal level, including the U.S. Marshals Service and some of the other federal agencies that we once had terrific relationships with.
ElectBillEvans.com, that's your campaign site. ElectBillEvans.com. I appreciate you coming in and wish you good luck and stay safe. And thanks to all the men and women of the Cook County Sheriff's Department.
Well, thanks, you guys. It's been a pleasure, and I hope I talk to you soon.
All right. Go take a nap in Mary's driveway.
Absolutely.